Glad to see everybody out this morning. If you'd like to follow along, we'll be starting out of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. I'd like to take this time to thank Mike and the elders for letting me get up here before you again, and so thankful to be up here. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. Now, I got three stories I'd like to share with you. First one, it was a Monday morning, and there was a man named Victor Weiss, age 49, was driving south on a road in his vehicle. He was a Schwann's delivery gentleman. Well, he ran off the road and he overturned and hit a tree. And the police found Mr. Weiss dead at the scene. And one thing I wonder, if Mr. Weiss saw that tree, or I wonder if he was ready to meet his God. Next one, there's a gentleman named Lieutenant David Tucker Good, age 22. He died on a Friday in the month of November at 3:45 p.m. in a hospital, and he had a promising future, young man, of course. He had gone to military school where he had graduated with honors, and he received an Army scholarship and graduated in the May of 1998. And that same day, he was commissioned into the United States Army as a lieutenant. And, you know, I'm sure he was really excited for that commission. I know he was. And he took leave to get things prepared to report to Fort Riley, Kansas for his first assignment. And he was on leave for only 9 days. And he was killed by a driver who lost control and crossed the median and hit him. I wonder if Lieutenant Good saw that car coming that morning or that afternoon. And I wonder if he was ready to meet his God. Then there was Flight 242 that crashed on July 9th, 1989 in Sioux City, Iowa. 296 total passengers on board, only 185 survived. So 111 people died on that flight. So, something I wonder as well is, was that 111 people, were they ready to meet their God? And one of the survivors of that flight later made a statement. The person said, "Here I was sitting on the edge of eternity." So, there's questions that people often neglect through much of their life become extremely important before death. Because no doubt these folks that died had questions running through their minds before they left this world. Mr. Weiss, Lieutenant Good, all those passengers of Flight 242 needed something in that moment. The moment right before they saw death coming, the one thing that people want at that point is one thing that they no longer can have, and that is time. So I want you to imagine if you were Mr. Weiss or Lieutenant Good or one of those passengers on that plane, and if time was suspended and you were able to leave that delivery truck or that car or that plane and get done what you needed to get done, what is it exactly that you would do if you were sitting on the edge of eternity? Well, if I were a Christian living in sin, I would want to do something about that. I would want to repent for the things that I had done. Because the Bible tells us that we must repent. And if you'd like to follow along, we'll go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We'll be reading starting in verse number 12. Romans 8:12. 12 through 14. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many are as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So, you might have to throw down something or stop something that you don't want to. You might have to set down that mixed drink or put down that dirty magazine. But why? Well, because we all have to give an account for everything we do in this life. And I feel that we would want to be right with God when we have to stand and give an account. We'll look at that in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. Hebrews 4, chapter 13. And there is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Now, I might need to make some things right with the church. If I've been guilty of open sin and brought shame upon the church, I will need to deal with that in such a way that others could see my repentance. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Verses 6 through 8. Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Do you see, moments before death, sin loses its hold and its appeal on you. If I had left the Lord and was unfaithful, then I would need to be restored back to Him in that time. Because in Galatians chapter 6, we read, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest also you be tempted. So when your moments from death, all reasons for delaying just seem to vanish away. Something else in that time, I might need to reconcile with my brother or sister in Christ. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 23, Matthew 5, verse 23 and 24. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Maybe you should have done these things a long time ago, but you kept putting it off. Because you see, moments from death, you will see your mistakes a little more clearly and honestly. Also, you might need to reconcile with your family. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 19 through 21. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. So if I've been harsh with my parents, children or spouse, and you see, I need to make that right in the time that I have. Because when you're moments from death, you realize that you can't afford to die without getting these things corrected in your life. Because the things that I've mentioned here, are not things that we should deal with at a later time. These are things that we need to deal with today while we have the time. But most people, they don't deal with them when they have the time. Well, why is that, you think? Well, because they don't realize that they're sitting on the edge of eternity. Now, if time were stopped, we could go back and finish things that we need to do during that time if it was stopped. I think if I were not a Christian, I would need some time to become one. Because I would need time to obey the gospel. Because in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, "And to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." Well, what does God want me to do? Well, first he wants you to hear the word. In Romans 10:17, so faith then cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Because when I hear the word, I learn that my sins will keep me out of heaven, and that there is no hope at all without Christ. So hearing, of course, will lead me to the next step. He wants me to believe in Christ. John 6:28. "Then they said to him, What shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he sent." Now, he wants me to repent of my sins. Acts 3:19. "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." He wants me to confess Christ. In Romans 10, starting in verse 9. "That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Well, he wants me to be baptized for the remission of my sins. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. "Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." And he wants me to continue walking in his word. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. "Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. And by this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked." So we know through Scripture that God wants us to do these things to be saved. Now these are things that we should have done a long time ago instead of waiting to the last moment. But you see, people often put off obeying God. Again, well, why would they do that? Because they don't realize that they're sitting on the edge of eternity. Some other things to consider, though. If you were moments from death and you could actually stop the time, and so that you could do the things that I had mentioned earlier, then all the excuses that you offered in the past would be meaningless at that point. Because, you know, there are some excuses that you and I have heard. Well, my family won't like it. Well, maybe not, but that doesn't bother you now. Or maybe my friends would give me a hard time. Well, let me tell you, hell is where the hard time's going to be. I'm too busy to be a Christian. Well, you may think that now, but you won't be too busy to die without Christ. Well, I don't know enough yet, though. Well, let me tell you, it's easier to learn the Bible than it is to go to hell. Well, if I obeyed the gospel, then I would condemn my parents. Well, if you don't obey the gospel will condemn you. There are too many hypocrites in the church. Well, so you don't like hypocrites? Well, there's going to be a lot of hypocrites in hell. Well, I'm just not ready to give up my fun yet. Well, when your moment's from death, you become very ready and that fun goes away. Because I don't know when I'm going to die. I don't know when y'all are going to die. But one thing I know, that in Hebrews 9:27, like we read earlier, it is appointed for men to die once, but after this is the judgment. And the time for me and you to start preparing for that day is now. Because the scenario we have looked at today is an impossible one. And what I mean by that is not that we couldn't die on a plane or suddenly like Mr. Vice or Lieutenant Good, because we know that stuff can happen. That is possible. But what is not true is being able to put death on hold. You won't be able to stop time and then try to go back and get everything in your life in order to meet God. Now, I'm a dying man preaching to dying people in a dying world. Because we all are sitting on the edge of eternity. So are you ready? Because if you're here today and you're not ready, you can be, though, because you can come forward, be baptized for the remission of your sins, and start your walk with God today and prepare for that day. Or if you've already a Christian and you haven't been living like you need to, we'd like you to come forward as well. We'll pray for you and repent and make your life right with God again and walk with Him again. So if there's any needs this morning, please come forward as we stand and sing.